ask to meet with the ancestors of your blood, who have something to show you, particularly the ancestors of your witch blood. Ask this be for your highest good, harming none. If possible, ask for the first of the witch blood in your line. Go to the Gateway of Ancestors. Before you open it, you need a special key to gain entry. In your spirit vision, cut your hand with the Sword of Truth. Place the bloody handprint on the door, and that is your key to open the Gateway of Ancestral Memories. Your blood expands around the gateway until you are entering a portal of dark red liquid. You might feel as if you were diving into a cauldron filled with blood. As you enter the path, you are entering the dark womb of genetic memory. Feel yourself entering the womb of your mother through her blood. To her mother, your grandmother. Move through your great-grandmother and onward, deeper into the blood, moving from womb to womb. Lose yourself in the blood of the ancestors, going back through the generations and bloodlines. You may hear the whispers of those who come before you, and realize they are familiar voices you hear when you dream and meditate. Eventually, the dark tunnel gives way to the light, and in the light, it takes shape and form, the form of a person in your lineage. You find yourself communing with a strong ancestor who has much to share with you. Commune with this ancestor. Ask the ancestor, what do you inherit for both good and for ill? What are the blessings you have, particularly in the ways of magic and healing? What are the burdens you bear because of your blood? What must you heal in yourself so that your whole line will be healed and redeemed? What must you use from your ancestors, and what must you do for them to heal them? This ancestor may give you a gift, representing all of the knowledge, all of the power and magic they have. You have it too. It's in your blood. And their gift will act as a key to safely unlock it. Feel this gift activate the fire in the blood, the secret witch fire that illuminates and empowers. Feel the fire flow through the blood, beating in your witch heart. Feel the threads of ancestry awaken within you. They might ask you for something in return, to honor them, or to do something for the family line. If you are up for their challenge, accept the gift, give thanks, and take it within you, becoming one with the witch fire. And make sure you honor your pledge to your ancestors when you return. Say farewell, knowing you will be able to make contact again much more easily if you both so choose. This could be the beginning of a much deeper relationship. You might start to include items on your ancestor altar for this particular ancestor. Direct items might be difficult, as the ancestor might stretch too far back in the past for any personal photos, objects, or direct links. But you will know what is appropriate for this ancestor the more you work together. Return to the inner temple. Come back through the gateway of ancestors. Close the gateway of ancestors.